When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you have things that you want to do for yourself or for your business, but they always get put on the back burner? Do you want to share space with others getting stuff done? Well, join the High Vibe Coworking, which is every Wednesday from noon to noon EST via Zoom and totally free. Visit highvibe.com/virtual to learn more.
Jazzcast Pros.
Money is nothing more than an exchange of energy. How do you feel when you hear me say that? If you were to put a face to money, what would your conversation sound like? Have you ever written a letter to money? Money tends to be such a taboo topic to talk about. And as women entrepreneurs, these conversations need to be had. They need to be heard, which is why I loved this conversation that I had with Julie today. She talks to women daily about money, their goals, their dreams, and how we can energetically attract money and abundance so that you can have the life that you dream of. So let's get into our conversation with Julie. Welcome to High Vibe Table Talks, the podcast to help you, the cautiously ambitious woman, remove mental barriers and take action now so that you can achieve your high vibe desires. Every week, I share insights from myself and my guests to help you navigate the messy middle. Julie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm so good. You and I met back in the fall, I believe, at a conference, and you were talking about money in a way that I have like come to understand money and appreciate money in the same way as you do. So can you first tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and who do you serve?
Sure. Thank you so much, Marshawn. I appreciate the time and being here with you. And I was so excited when we met and glad to be here. So I'm Julie Lachlan Harris. I am the co-founder of Breathe Capital Planning. We have a practice here in Rochester, New York, actually Fairport, New York, but we're licensed in all of the states across the nation. So it's pretty fun. We get to work with people from all over, but we are based here. My business partner and I started the company probably about 3 years ago, but actually came out in a bigger way. It's going on 2 years, which I can't believe, where we formally merged and founded Breathe Capital Planning. So we're going into our second year officially. It's a lot of fun. We enjoy the work that we do. And prior to that, I had been in business consulting for very large companies, had traveled pretty much around the country doing that on a very large macro scale, and decided that I really wanted to work with individuals. So kind of had a life change, some things happened in my life, and decided to pivot and start our company with my business partner.
When people say to you, like, money is a tangible thing, I think you and I both believe that it's more of a mindset and money is an exchange of energy. So a lot of financial advisors and people in the finance industry look at it as like this tangible thing, this like exchange of that versus energy. What would you say to someone who came to you and said that?
It's interesting because with my business partner and I, there's definitely a yin and a yang, right? So I came from a consulting background and my job was to basically come into companies and fix whatever problem was preventing them from getting to their highest level. And I would only have like a week maybe to fix like a major problem, or I might be there for 3 weeks. So I had to integrate myself very quickly. So what I decided to do is I created a series of questions that allowed me to understand where someone was coming from. You know, what did they believe about money? How did they Did they have a relationship with money? I would ask questions like this because I wanted to understand what their motivation was and what some blocks may be for them getting in the way from them being successful. My business partner, conversely, is super analytic and is very much very tangible, right? He understands the measurability of money, right? Can it be measured? Absolutely, money can be measured. Is it an energy exchange? Yes, those two things can also be true. So really understanding where someone comes from when it comes to like, how were they raised with money? What were they taught when they were younger? Do they still believe what was passed down to them? Right. If you take a minute and just think about some of those questions that I've just asked, like, what are some learning lessons that were passed to you from previous generations down to you? And do those lessons or beliefs still serve you? They can either hurt you or they can help you. You know, they can help advance you or they can hold you back. And I'll give you an example of one. Part of my family immigrated to this country from Ireland. One thing that they believe in Ireland very, very closely is land. You being a landowner and owning property is something that was kind of drilled in my dad's head and then down to me and my brother is something that you really should aspire to do. You should own a home and you should try to own land. It's something that served both my brother and I well because we both practice what we've learned from our father. Another thing was life insurance. My dad really, you know, his dad believed in it. It helped our family. If you look at the Rockefeller family, the trust that's involved with the Rockefellers, that's how the transfer of wealth happens, is through life insurance. So those are just two things that have served me well. But if you take a minute and conversely, on the other side of my family, my mom would always say to me, young lady, money doesn't grow on trees. And I would laugh and I would say, in my world, it does. Mm-hmm. I believe it does. I believe there's abundance that comes to me continuously and without ending because I'm a good steward of money and I help other people learn to be good stewards of their own money. So I think that there is a continuous flow of money.
So yeah, writing a letter to money was really impactful on my journey and really reflecting back on where I came from, my mindsets with money was really interesting. What is one of the most common struggles or points of friction people have when they first come to you with their beliefs around money?
One thing that I see really very, very common is people go on what's called like an autopilot and they start ignoring their financial situation because they become too overwhelmed by it because they're not quite sure how to take action with it. That's a huge mistake. I've had clients actually come to me with 6 months worth of mail where they haven't opened bills and they haven't like addressed things, even though they may be paying them, they're just not paying attention. You can lose a lot of money operating that way. So what I encourage people to do is like, let's get a system together. If you're a paper person, I don't try to change the way people like to interact with their finances either. Some people like to be all automated. I'm pretty automated. Everything's electronic. Other folks like paper. So if they're dealing in a paper environment, I meet people where they are. So for one person, we got her very organized. We created a file folder. We actually went through and we organized what do we need to keep? What can we get rid of? Also to create an audit where you actually go through your credit cards or your debit card statement and you make sure that whatever's being auto debited is actually what you want. What I find is that a lot of people will sign up for something that they're not even using. And that can be a huge waste of money. We call it leaking. You're leaking money out of your plan. And a lot of times in just the first 30 days with someone, I can recapture hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars.
Wow.
Just by looking at what's going on. So when you engage with your money and you engage with your statements and you say, I'm going to learn this and I'm going to be a student of this and I call it going pro. You know, hiring someone like myself, our company, there's other people in our area that are excellent as well, to really engage with your money and really have a plan. Like, is this taking me where I want to go? And actually, I always ask people, like, what is your goal? What would be success as a result of working with us? Like, what are you really trying to accomplish? It can be a lot of things, Marshawn. It can be debt reduction. It can be getting on track for retirement. It can be a second home. Like there's so many things that people would like to do, expanding into a business. So we like to understand what someone's goals are and then help them create the plan to actually get there.
Mm-hmm. What's really amazing about what you do is money can be such a taboo thing to talk about. And it's really unfortunate. And that's another reason why I'm so glad we're having this conversation is because I think people need to talk about money more and not be ashamed to talk about it because then we don't talk about it, but it's something you have to deal with. It's like you're just we don't talk about it growing up. We don't understand it. And then we get into our 20s and are expected to pay bills and have credit and know where to put all these things. And we're just expected to know how to do them, but we don't talk about it. So we don't learn about it. So then like people don't know what to do. So they just ignore it. Yeah. Because they feel like, well, everybody else has their stuff together. They know what they're doing. Why don't I?
Very few people have their stuff together. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I mean, it's hard because let's face it, you're really good at running your life. Whatever you do professionally, you're probably great at that. You may be a parent, you may be, you know, taking care of children, or you may be taking care of elderly people, like elderly parents, like I am, you know, you could be anywhere in between. You could have a lot going on. So a lot of people don't have time to learn all the things. And, you know, there's a reason that my partner and I are licensed. You know, we have to understand the regulations, the rules around things change, tax law changes. There's so many things to stay abreast of to make sure that you're doing the right thing by your clients. You want to work with someone who really is directly involved in engaging in it. I think it makes a tremendous difference.
Yeah. Like when I went on my money journey, I would have a money date. And so every Wednesday, I would just check my bank accounts. Like that was it. As long as I checked into all my bank accounts, that was it. Just so I understood the flow of it, what, like where it was going, where it was coming from, how often, you know, what I was actually spending on things. Especially, I think nowadays, money is such a intangible thing. Like everything, like you said, it's very digital. We don't get like checks. We don't get cash. We don't see it. So we don't ever interact with it. And so there's a lot of ignoring that's going on. And so just being intentional with it is a great place to start. And I think that a lot of the conversations I have on here, it's interesting how they kind of intertwine, because there's such a big impact that happens when you're just intentional with your energy, with your thoughts, with your money, with all these things, and how you show up to one thing is how you show up to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So if Absolutely. Someone said they wanted to change their process or mindset around money, where would you have them start?
There's like four or five core questions that my partner and I have developed together that allows us to kind of tap into where you are mindset-wise. There's something that I do in the beginning, in the very beginning when I'm starting to engage with someone, is I ask them, you know, what was your very first money memory? When did you become aware of money in your life, right? It can be positive. I've heard some really sad stories. I've heard some stories that made me almost cry. I had a client that said, you know, she went to go get some money from her piggy bank and one of her family members smacked her hand and said, money's bad. And that stayed with her unconsciously for years. When I took the time to really slow down with our clients and ask them these questions, a lot of times it's profound. What I encourage people to do is if the memory is really kind of getting in the way for you and it's blocking your abundance, write it all out and burn it. It's a release ceremony. Half of the family that my family of origin is indigenous. And this is something that was kind of handed down to me from previous generations about letting go of things. So burning it, releasing it. If you don't like the thought of burning something, then you could rip it up, throw it in the garbage and get it out of your house.
Burning it and releasing it.
Then you can write a new relationship, a new story with money, right? Once you release, it's just like anything, getting rid of the old stuff. You make room for a new relationship. Then I also encourage people to write, what would your ideal relationship look like with money? A healthy relationship, what would it feel like? Be very descriptive on that. Like, what do you want it to look like? What would success look like to you? All of those things. And it's very, very personal. It's not something that I could tell you. It's got to be something that comes from within. Once I know, and my partner and I are funny about this, but once we know this about you, we like to say we're dangerous in that we feel like we can really help you in a profound way, in a way that maybe no one has ever helped you before with money. So marrying these two disciplines of the analytics along with the mindset is specific to our company. And it's a very unique process, but we find it to be incredibly rewarding for the people that we're really for.
understanding people's money mindsets. And like I said before, how you show up for money is how you show up for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's very vulnerable. And so I'm sure once you dig into there, you can like hit on nerves and ideas that people get uncomfortable with.
Yes.
Let's say they're like, okay, I want to start working with a financial planning company. What could a listener take as questions to bring to those people to say, okay, we're on the same wavelength when it comes to managing and understanding money?
Okay. Some good questions to ask them is, are they working under fiduciary guidelines? You know, are they a fiduciary practice? A fiduciary practice will have the same responsibility to you that your lawyer or your CPA does, in that any recommendations that we make for you, because we are working under fiduciary guidelines, is in your very best interest. So we actually have to vet things out. So you may come to us and you may say, I want a Roth. And you may say, I don't want to talk about anything else. I just want a Roth. Other people in our space may just place that Roth for you without asking you any questions. We could ask you some questions and realize that you're a business owner. And actually what you might be better served by would be a SEP, IRA, because you're a sole proprietor. You don't have employees. And you actually would have benefited from that from a tax perspective when we look at all of your variables. So we don't automatically jump to conclusions with you. Our process does take a little bit more time, but in the end, you have a rock solid comprehensive plan that takes into account not only liquidity, but really what your risk tolerance is, like what you're comfortable with, as well as your goals, as well as your timeline to when you're going to need the money, as well as just everything. Every tax variables, we look at everything before we make a recommendation. We actually run the recommendation through you before we even make it. We'll come to you with a preliminary list of things that we think would be really ideal for you to move forward with, but we want to make sure it hits the mark for you before we put it into place. So things like working with a fiduciary, making sure that, you know, that you have the best interest standards, you're going to want to definitely have someone that's collecting all your data. It's important. They need to understand your financial picture. And someone that's asking you what your goals are. What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? I would say that we are very unique in that we also integrate the mindset and the coaching that goes along with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We do, obviously, Mershon, for this level of work, we do charge a fee. We actually have to, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of prep time and there's a lot of work to actually work at this level. So we are fee-based, which is maybe different than other people in our space that are basically you're coming to them and you're telling them, hey, I think I want this. They place the order and they put it in place. They may not be charging you a fee, but you may not, that may not have been in your best interest. So
right.
Those are things to consider. You know, you may want to just talk to people about what are their philosophies when it comes to money. I personally like dealing with people that have a lot of life experience. I have a lot of life experience and so does my partner. We actually came from outside the industry into the industry. So he was a special education teacher, also a really high performing coach and an athlete. And I came from 20 plus years of business consulting.
Mm-hmm. That's really, really cool. I could talk about money and mindset all day, but we are running up on time and I love to end with the lightning round question. Cool. So Julie, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Lightning round question number one. What is a must read book that you recommend?
So on my money journey, I love Jen Sincero, by the way. She's amazing. I love all of her books. But was someone that really helped me when I was really working deeply with my mindset was Gabrielle Bernstein, The Universe Has Your Back.
Mm.
It's a cool thing to think, like what you really think and what you are talking, actually the universe will mirror back to you, which mm-hmm. is a primary kind of like foundation of what Gabrielle Bernstein believes in. And she really helps you catch yourself when you start that negative self-talk. And that has helped me profoundly. And I use that to help others. So I really enjoy it. I enjoy that book a lot.
Yeah, that's really great. I haven't read that one, but I think like me working through my money journey that I really got out of it is that I realized I was in scarcity, and you can transition from scarcity to abundance. I will also say that when I'm not intentional with it, I tend to go backwards more into scarcity. And so while I have made a lot of progress, it's something that, in my opinion, you have to keep up with it. You have to, you know, make it a part of your long journey.
I tell people you want to try to connect with your money once a day, and you want to connect with your, you want to check in on your mindset. You know, we teach things like meditation, breathing techniques. You know, we encourage our clients to make sure we actually build it into the plan where they have an expense account to actually take care of themselves. Self-care is critical, especially today. You can't really help others unless you've really helped yourself. So making sure that you have the resources to care for oneself is very important. And we try to do everything we can to make sure that our clients are able to do that.
Yeah, especially as entrepreneurs and women, I think that that tends to be on the back burner very, very often.
Big time.
You know, like I have to make sure my company is doing well. Why would I go for a massage? But like, you're going to be a better business owner going for that massage.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we primarily specialize in women and women business owners. And the other area that we, there's really two areas of specialty is people that are reestablishing after divorce and traumatic loss.
Mm. So,
yeah, these are areas that we really, I feel like we excel in.
Question number two, what does creativity mean to you?
Creativity means like you don't have to do everything the way everyone else is doing things. Like you actually can carve out your own way of being and your own way of doing. And what I said to you earlier, I truly meant, I don't try to change someone's like way that they like to interact with money. If it's like paper that they need, cool, I can get into that and I can create a really cool paper system. So whatever really works for you as far as your own creativity, like whatever you're called to, I feel like you should, it's almost like instinctively, you know. For me, a lot of times if I'm working to change my mindset, it's written word. You know, I'm actually, my book is coming out shortly. I should have probably plugged my own book. It's called Surrender to Rise. It's an anthology book. It's a story of overcoming of, I think there's 10 of us, 10 women that have overcome some pretty big things in life. And that's going to be released within the next month. But I would say the written word is very important to me and it's helped me tremendously, but different mediums help different people. So just being open to like learning what works for you, do the best that you can. It would make me cry. I didn't think I was going to cry today, but just show kindness to people because you don't know what people are going through. So Marshawn, I was on my bucket list. You and I were just chatting about that. Do you know the actor Stanley Tucci? Okay.
Yes.
He did a series for CNN called Exploring Italy, right? Where he went all through all the regions of Italy and explored different areas. I really feel that I'm not Italian. My son's dad is, and my son is. I feel called to Italy just from this series alone. So that's definitely on the top of my bucket list. I want to go to Italy. I want to explore all the regions. I would love to see where my son's dad's family came from. And I just love the culture, you know, and I love the food. So I'm definitely, my son and I are talking about a trip maybe when he graduates to Italy. It would be pretty fun.
Very cool. Awesome. I love that series so much.
Good.
What is the coolest shit you've done in the last year or are currently working on?
So there's two things that were really high on my, what I call my chicken list, that I was like a little scared. I was like a little scared chicken. Can I really do this? I talk about it, but can I do it? And I've done two for two, sis. So I'm excited. One was building a world-class retreat and actually hosting it in our local area, because I get called and asked to go across the country to other people's retreats. And I speak at retreats on money, money mindset, all of that. And I said, I want to do this in our local area. And I collaborated with amazing property owners who were so cool to work with. And I collaborated with Moxie Image Consulting as well. And we all got together and we all pulled together. And my best friend is Dr. Tanya Simmons. She's an ambassador. She came to town. She helped me, you know, kind of run this. And we had an incredible time. And we built a network of 12 women that are just rock stars just supporting and helping each other in 2024 evolve and grow. And it was worth all the effort that I put into it. So I'm incredibly grateful, and you'll see me doing more of that in 2024. The other thing that I was scared to do but wanted to do was write a chapter in a book. And I was able to do that through Surrender to Rise is the name of the book. And it's a stories of, I think, 10 to 12 women overcoming different things. The name of the title of my chapter is Unconditional Love. And it's my story. It talks about my pivot, how I did decide to pivot in life and what was involved in those pivots. And I'm grateful for it. So that's going to be released in the next month or so. So I'm excited.
That's really, really exciting. And we'll make sure to put links to everything in the show notes. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Julie. This was such a great conversation. I really, really appreciate it. And I know it's going to have a profound effect on the listener. So thank you.
Marshawn, thank you so much for having me. And I hope everyone enjoyed our talk today, and have a great day, okay?
You too, Julie. Thank you. Do you have things that you want to do for yourself or for your business, but they always get put on the back burner? Do you want to share space with others getting stuff done? Well, join the High Vibe Coworking, which is every Wednesday from noon to noon EST via Zoom, and totally free. Visit highvibe.com/virtual to learn more.